The scripture I had today, just to touch on, just covers some of that stuff. I'm aware that to get through this crisis, you have to live in the moment. You have to live in the present. You can't kind of look back and say, and with regret of maybe things that haven't happened, and you can't look forward and think, will this happen? Will that happen? How will we ever do this and that and the other? Both of those states find yourself in a very challenging situation, particularly for your mental health. It's not good to do that. And you know, God lives in the immediate. It's God with us, Emmanuel. But to experience that, you have to experience it now. You can't think, oh, well, it was great that God was with me in the past and he will be in the future. Those two things are useful, but the power of God with us is that he is with us now. He is actually wants to connect with you right now. And it's funny how some of these scriptures that we read have a different sense now. This is a scripture from John chapter 16, and at the end of chapter 16, verse 32. And you will know that. Let's see if I can get it up on the screen. This is Jesus saying, "You believe at last, but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home." I thought that was quite funny. We are at that time. We're all in our own homes. And then it says, "You will leave me alone." This is talking about Jesus. And yet this is what Jesus says. "Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me." And so there's this situation where Jesus is saying, "You're going to leave me alone. I'm going to be separated. I'm going to be isolated from you, but I'm not going to be alone because God is with me, because my Father is with me." And, you know, living out that moment by moment reality that God is with us will be and is an amazing tool for these times. All throughout the Bible, from the very beginning, God created man to live with him. He sought to reconnect whenever that connection was lost. Then we read in Isaiah that, you know, to us a child will be born, and Emmanuel, God with us. And then, you know, we get through the whole of the Bible. It's always about God being wanting to be with us face to face. I mean, that's probably what you're thinking at the moment. It's good to see people on the screens. It's nice to look at pictures of times gone by, but there's something inherently within us that wants to meet face to face, that wants to see someone in the flesh. And that desire is not our own. That comes from God. That is the essence of God bubbling up within us, because that's constantly his desire, not that we would just know of him, but we would commune with him. We would be face to face. We would be those who are spending that time. The kids have done a great thing in True Colors about prioritizing your time, and how if you put God first, you can fit everything else around that. It's worth seeing if we can. Well, what we'll show that video on Wednesday, because it's really good. And then the second part of the scripture, he goes on to say, "I've told you things so that in me you may have peace. In me you may have peace." God doesn't guarantee that there will be a peaceful, calm environment, but he does guarantee that in him there is peace. He goes on to say, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And so when you accept and live with that understanding that God wants to be with us, he desires and yearns to be with us, and when he is with you in the present, he brings his peace, the Prince of Peace. Of his government there will be no end. He has overcome this world, and he will continue to overcome it. And look, some of us are in different situations. I mean, listening to Abby, she's obviously incredibly busy, setting up Nightingale hospitals, changing policies, doing this, trying to think about the next thing. So, You know, wisdom and peace, that's with God, as she takes God with her into that workplace, into that hospital, into that ward. And we've heard so many stories of how people who know that they carry the presence of God with them can go and change the situation, because it's not them doing it, but it's Christ in them doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's just a short thought, but that's what I want to kind of leave with you today. God with us, in so that in me you may have peace. Last week we heard a great song about the blessing, sung over the UK, and it's being sung around the world in different languages with the same power. And in that song, in most of the versions you'll hear, it talks about God is for you. And that's great. I loved it. God is for me. God is for me. But actually, you can be for something and still not connect. You know, it can be God sitting on the sideline a long way off, clapping along and saying, "Go, I'm for you." But actually, he does more than that. God says, "I'm going to come. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to come and join in. I'm going to come and be part of the situation you're in." And whatever you're facing this week, know that God isn't just clapping from afar and saying, "Yeah, you're doing a good job, and I'm on your side." He's saying, "No, no, I'm stepping out of heaven and connecting in real time with your situation, so that every moment you know that he is with you." Amen. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to play the blessing from the team who've put it together, which is amazing and quite moving. So, Father, I thank you that you're with us. You've always wanted to be with us. You've done everything to make it possible to be with us. And thank you that the small bit of yearning that we have to see each other is just a teeny fragment of what is in your heart for each one of us. You don't want to think about times when we have had times together, or when we will have times together. You want to do it right now. And thank you that in each home, wherever anyone is watching this right now, Father, give them that assurance that you are presencing yourself with them, that you are for them, but you are also with them in their situation, to take away their fears, to bring peace, to give them security, to give them a sense of hope that things are going to get better, and things, we will get through this. Father, to give them joy, that will give them strength in every situation they're facing. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.